Blog Talk Radio.
Troubles ain't no match, so I'm afraid of that.
Sometimes that has to be your confession. My life is in your hands. That was done by Kirk Franklin, and I thank God for that song. It touched me earlier this morning, and I just had to say that song. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, God the saint and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And so happy she made it back to Ohio safely. And we're going to ask her for a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for all your prayers. And we had a safe trip back home. And I just thank God for his many blessings. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 3. Blessed the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we thank you, Father God, for all your many blessings, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your traveling mercies. We thank you for keeping us safe, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for the listeners and all those who participate, Father God. And we just looking forward to hear more of your word today. We thank you for our pastor as he teaches this word today. Father God, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, Father God, pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We're thanking you for your word. We ask, Father God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to just take control of our Bible study and use our pastor mightily and help us to receive that word today, Father God. And we just ask that you will be with all those that ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God, for you know what they're going through. And we know you're the only one that will see them through and help them through whatever it is they're facing at this time, Father God. We give you thanks for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate that. My Daniel is Renee. If you'll give us a sandwich this afternoon. I had a sandwich this week. I hear about that snow y'all got up there. You ought to have a big sandwich.
Yeah, we have a lot of snow up here. God be the glory. We all pray.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got to find my glasses. Can't see. Ooh, what the heck? What did I do to her? I made it worse. I'm going to give it my best shot, y'all, okay? Okay. Oh. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to go out there and make us a snowman. Don't do that. Oh. Okay, the first piece of bread. Okay, instead, I want to see a mighty flood of justice.
All right.
An endless righteousness living. I didn't like how I broke that up. Let me do that again. Okay, let's see. Instead, I want to see a mighty flood of justice, endless love of righteous living. And that was... Let's see. No.
Amos.
Okay, y'all.
Amos. 5:24.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why, because it's okay. I see now. The greatest among, the second piece of bread will be the greatest among you. Must be that a servant? Yeah, a servant. Mm-hmm. And that came from, is that Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Or verse 23. No, that's 22. I messed up my glasses. I can't see.
Yes, Matthew 23:11.
Okay. Inside the cell, which we're going to put our scripture we stand on, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Pastor, you still with us? Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I thought you were trying to make a holy sandwich. I wasn't for sure, so I slowed up a little bit. Thank you so much. And hey, brother and sister, we want to pick up kind of like where we left off. You know, we're talking about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, it's sort of like a guide to spiritual warfare. And you have to see it as a guide to spiritual warfare. We are Christian soldiers, okay? So the Christian must be a soldier by birth, and not by trade. He must be born into him. So the most essential qualities of a divine soldier is that he is not entangled with the affairs of this life. You gotta let stuff go in this life. Pop the brakes on it for a moment. In 2 Timothy, I read that. We'll go to 2 Timothy and 2 and 4. That is like so important because it requires self-denial. That's what people don't want to do. They don't want to deny themselves. They want to continue to put self above the word of God. I experienced that yesterday. Man, you know, I just realized how much people care about their own. They don't care really about the word of God. They're more concerned about how they feel and how they're doing things, how they want things. But you got to remember, you're a soldier. You're a soldier. Just go ahead and accept it. So in 2 Timothy 2 and 4, it says, no man that were entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And from the Message Bible. I'm like, Evangelist Renee, now I have to get the right glasses on here. All right. And that's 4. Okay.
No man.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor.
No, go ahead, Pastor.
When the going gets rough, take it on the chin with the rest of us, the way Jesus did. A soldier on duty doesn't get caught up in making deals at a marketplace. He concentrates on carrying out orders. Amen.
See, the Bible tells us, therefore, endure the hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Remember, this is a good faith fight that we're fighting. And that requires us to be a good soldier. So whoever is serving in this military, in God's stuff, doesn't get mixed. They don't get it mixed up. You realize who your commanding officer is. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost is going to show you that you're to please God. The Holy Spirit is going to tell you that we're to please the commanding officer. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it requires self-denial. So I'm encouraging everyone, look to God and tell him, Lord, if it's anything that I'm doing that's not into you, I want to be a good soldier. So tell me what I need to do. And brothers and sisters, I tell you what, it's vital that you take the characteristics of a soldier. He points this out twice over in Ephesians. He points it out twice that we're to be soldiers. And right here, if you've never heard this before, he's calling us a soldier.
Yeah.
He chose us to be soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you're in his army. If you're in his army, act like your strength is the fruit of the highest quality. But it is the strength far beyond the Christian soldier. Only strength, I should say our only strength should be in the Lord. Matter of fact, the Bible says that, and in the power of his might. Remember Ephesians 6 and 10? I'm going to let Pastor read that out the Messenger Bible. See, stop trying to get your strength from somewhere else. Your strength has to come from God. You know, some people, they'll go and read a book. Some people look at a program. They'll listen to other preachers, yada, yada, yada. But, brother and sister, you're going to have to get before God and get your order. That's where your strength is going to come. You're to be strong in the power of his might, Ephesians 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Amen.
Yeah. So remember, you in God's army, you using God's equipment, you operating under God's tutelage. This war, that soldier must look beyond himself and see the strength of God, the very strength of God Almighty. He wants us to be part of him. I just find that amazing, that God wants us to be part of his army.
Yes. Amen.
So the ability to stand and fight, to conquer, and to drive the foe from the field will be found in God's armor. God's strength is in part through God's armor. You can't get it from Walmart. I know you get a lot of stuff. You can't get it from Amazon. No power short of God can enable us to meet the devil. No, and believe me, brother and sister, the devil got some stuff out here. I talked to you a little bit the other day about some of his power. But let me tell you, when God is on your side, all things are possible. So in this passage from Ephesians, we are charged twice. I want y'all to hear this. Twice to make sure that you don't miss this, to take the whole armor of God. I think that's what the 11th verse says and the 16th verse says. So the 13th verse, I'm sorry. So the 11th verse says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the 13th verse says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in evil days, and having done all to stand.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, this is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Amen.
We take God by taking his arm.
Mm-hmm.
We must understand that what God given us is what he has to give us, because he know what it takes to defeat the devil. He already know. So he said this twice in the 11th verse and the 13th verse. So we must make his armor our armor.
Yeah.
So he said put the whole thing on. So we must put on God by putting on his armor, not outside stuff, but inside. And I'm not talking about no physical stuff. I'm talking about spiritual stuff. This is a spiritual war. Christ is spiritual. He made the armor. He ought to know what it takes. And the Holy Spirit puts it on us and makes it ours. Hallelujah. So hopefully, you know, before this couple of days over, we're going to speak on that. Because we have to fight through to the end. This is like no one day thing. You're going to always be fighting. But it's going to be a good fight. It's called a good fight of faith. This is how you're going to have to lay hands on eternal life. And the Bible says that having done it all to stand, we must first withstand all, then stand. I'm going to say that again. We must first withstand and then stand. He said, when you've done all to stand, in other words, you got to withstand, then you stand. So we gain a whole and then advance. Stand ready for the fight and stand in the fight, if that makes sense. See, you got to stand ready to fight. Then once the fight starts, you got to stand in it. Don't get off of it. Remember Psalms 51? And 6, we'll go there, bless God. Psalm 51 and 6, I think I have. In Psalm 51 and 6, it says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Amen. From the Message Bible. I've been out of step with you for a long time, in the wrong since before I was born. What you're after is truth from inside out. Enter me, then conceive a new true life. Amen.
That's another thing, brother and sister. You got to desire truth. You know, if you're going to put on God's armor, it starts with truth and righteousness.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're going to stand, you got to stand in some truth. Okay? So after you put that whole armor on, brothers and sisters, you got to know that you, once you withstand in these evil, and these days are evil. I wish I had time just to get into that, but I want to, because you already know that. I don't have to tell you how evil things are right now. When folks start killing their own parents, killing their own mother, when people just straight out lie flat-footed, when people do anything to get a high, I mean, take evil days. How people are, it's a cutthroat world out there. So you're into some evil days. Believe it or not, it's evil days. It's hard mm-hmm. to go anywhere and not see, I mean, really to see righteousness. I look for righteousness. But it's so much evil and people playing games until you know everything is evil. It's like, okay, why are you doing that? What's the bottom line? Why? The evil mm-hmm. behind that. Because it's these tricks of the devil, okay? So we're not no ordinary soldiers, brothers and sisters. We are fighting. So mm-hmm. you can think you're fighting an imaginary war if you want to. This stuff is real. All real. And it's true. Because he is truthful. That's why he says to girdle up as a soldier. Yeah. It's prepare an intense, get ready for an intense fight. Truth mm-hmm. is the ornament of a jewel, the belt, a diamond set in gold. So we must conquer the devil by truth and as the strength and support of our lives. We know mm-hmm. the truth. Have the truth because you have Christ who is the truth. See, when you have Christ, you have truth, okay? It's the weapons Amen. That work, brothers and sisters. And I'm just going to share a little part of this, and maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the preparation of the gospel and preparation of faith. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you got to get truth and you got to get righteousness when you start preparing for this fight. This good fight of faith, mm-hmm. you have to put on old armor. Part of that whole thing is the having truth, which is Christ. Then it's about having a heart of righteousness. Make his righteousness. Make righteousness be your life. Mm-hmm. You cannot fight without heart righteousness. Some people got head righteousness, but they don't have heart righteousness. See, heart righteousness, it sort of like talks about the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness means it's in your heart. Mm-hmm. It is to protect your spirit. That's what righteousness does. And it makes us feel right. The old heart cannot be made right by the most skillful craftsman or by the most correct ritual. I know people do all kind of stuff, change clothes before they pray, got to pray in a certain garment. That doesn't make you righteous, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Being able to pray at noontime doesn't make you righteous. Mm-hmm. Going in a certain room doesn't make you righteous. So you may feel something. You may feel some type of way because Satan got you by the strength. He got you worshiping him. But true worship is in your heart. And God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's true righteousness. That's true. That's the truth.
Amen.
See, the old heart or the old spirit can make it right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard as a stone and as a crooked as Jordan. Okay, so it's no getting around it. There's no way you can make it soft. The only way this works, brothers and sisters, you got to get born of the Spirit of God. So we need Amen. This new heart. This is what God has prophesied, that we can get this new heart. And your sins and everything get washed away with the blood, so that you have this new heart. Then you began mm-hmm. to show in the blood of Christ. It's priceless. Can you imagine? So they can't even sell the blood of Christ. If they could, you're talking about everybody would be a billionaire. Especially some of these TV preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be flocking to their building. But that's not going to do it. The way is you got to get born again. Then you're getting a piece of Christ in your heart. You're getting that perfect right. You're getting pure. You're getting the good mm-hmm. stuff.
All right, say that.
That's what's needed. That's That's one of the main weapons that you need is righteousness and truth. Well, we just come to the part where, you know, we just, anybody like to have anything to say or read a scripture or want to comment, this is your opportunity. You press one, we'll let you in. But I wanted to kind of like make sure we understand, brothers and sisters, you're not fighting on any kind of war. You got to know that you're fighting a spiritual war, and it's God's war because he told us to put on his stuff. So that's, see, to know what you, branch of service you're in, is they'll look at your clothes. They can look at your clothes. And they can tell you what branch of service you're in. And
all
from
right.
a world perspective, they know American stuff. They know American goods. And guess what? They would like nothing more than to get some American stuff because it's made out of the finest stuff there is. Well, so it is with the Holy Spirit, brother, sister. You got the best stuff going. The devil recognize you. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. Don't know who you are. You're on the wrong uniform.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, if you went to war right now, you can tell what side you need to get on because you'll know who got on the right uniform. And that's important because the devil is out here to deceive you. I told you on yesterday, you have an adversary, and he is called the devil. And he want to kill you. He want to destroy you any way he can. Through diseases, it doesn't really matter. Through Twitter. He would have nothing, but he'd have been real happy if Pastor them had cleared off the road, went down in the embankment and died. Satan would have been cool with that. He'd have put some extra ice there. But that's what I know that. I know that's bad for folks, and can't believe that, but it takes God's grace, God's power. So you know what? Not my child, not my children, and tell angels, dispatch angels from heaven and say, hey, you go on. And protect that car, no matter what's going on. Make a way, make the crooked way straight. Get them back up in here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
And then all
thank
our
you,
job
Lord.
Is be thankful. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I remember Evangelist Sharon said the other day when she was going around them curves, it takes power. To intervene in that. Satan will love nothing more than for you to have to pray to him unconsciously. That's what he wants. So he'll get you in any position he can. But she recognized, hey, it was the grace of God that got me around here. But she saw signs, she saw mountains, she saw snow, she saw all this stuff.
Yeah.
Be more thankful, mindful that we have a God that's going to protect us, especially
amen.
Now. Especially
thank you,
now
Lord.
In these evil days.
Thank you, Lord.
I know people don't like to watch the news, but there's not a day that goes by where folks ain't being killed. I'm not talking about one or two people. I'm talking about numbers like you would not believe. Senseless killing. 12-year-olds killing 12-year-olds. Man, it's a wicked place. Over nothing. Lady talking about how she lost her one son at 16. When this boy became 14, she lost the other one. Senseless.
Have mercy.
Yeah. One lady, her and her daughter, had gotten angry and called the police on her friend, and when they did, she decided to kill her.
And
was looking for their daughters to kill them too. You know it's wicked when a man takes his baby, leave him in the car, and get on the internet. He cared more about getting on the internet than he did about what's going on with my child. Because he out here trying to get with somebody that's 17 years old, and he's a grown man, and the baby died. Wicked world.
Have mercy.
If there ever was a time that the body of Christ should be coming against some of this stuff, is now. It's right now.
Yeah.
Even
Amen.
Dr. Marilyn said the other day, is that, you know what, we need to pray against this virus. It's enough of us, brothers and sisters, if all the body of Christ would get together and stop trying to, you be this church, da da da, and we all come together and go against this virus. Biden don't have the answer for this virus. China don't have the answer. We as Christians have the answer, because the Bible says if two or more of us would get together and pray, whatever we asking for, it's going to be done. And to be honest with you, I just need some true believers. We can get together right now, and we'll put an end to this virus thing.
Amen.
I know he's able. We can speak enough scriptures in the air. Satan has to let his hope go. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We as Christians all over the world have the power to stop Satan right here in his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And another person
don't
have to die of the virus. And they may die of a car accident or pneumonia or some other stuff, but they don't have to die because of this virus. And honestly, I believe some Christians right now are praying right along with me. I honestly believe it. It's slowing this thing down. And the more of us get together, we'll put a stop to this virus.
Amen.
So that's the power we have. Because if Jesus was here, he put a stop to it. I mean, if he was here in the flesh and we asked him, boom, he put a stop. Because that's not him. He didn't put this virus on us. That came from Satan, man.
All right.
He's controlling that.
Amen, amen.
Stuff about, well, God wouldn't do that. You don't know God. If you think God would do that, then you really don't know God. And you're not smarter than a fifth grader. And then you're not a parent either. Well, how about you stick coronavirus in your child? You wouldn't do that. Well, so why you going to make God the boogerman? God ain't like that.
No.
He's a healer.
Say it.
He's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Even the wind messing up, he'll go rebuke that.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
We got to know him as a healer, as a loving, kind God.
Thank you, Lord.
I got off into something else. Anybody else like to have anything to say? Any scripture, anything.
Amen, amen.
Happy to have Pastor back. Waiting on Evangelist Sharon to get better. She's going to be back real soon. Trust me.
Please.
Just everybody be in agreement with that. And
amen.
It's happening. See, the only thing can keep Evangelist Sharon away from doing God's will on this broadcast is doubt. So if all of us get rid of the doubt, boom, she'll be here as soon as tomorrow. I'm telling you. It's nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
All right. Amen.
Anybody.
Praise God.
But if not, we'll see you all.
You could.
For the word at noon. Thank you all.